who is also not she's on the 10 most wanted list of Planned Parenthood, I think, or maybe she's on the 1 most wanted list for Planned Parenthood. But she's a senior at UCLA, and she's got lots of chutzpah, and so she's going to tell us about what she's been up to. I think most people know who she is. Warm you up, Lala Rose. Here she is.
Hello, everyone. Woo! Go Walk for Life, West Coast! I'm so happy to be here and to see so many faces, especially the young faces, my generation, that are out here today. If you're in high school or college or junior high or elementary school, raise your voice! Woo! We are in this to win this because we are facing the greatest human rights abuse that I believe our country has ever seen. But together, we will be the ones to put an end to it when we stand up and raise our voices to end this injustice. Woo! When I was about 9 years old, and I come from a big, awesome homeschooling family in San Jose, go homeschoolers! I was looking for a book to read in my living room or my family room and scouting around, 9-year-old girl, and I found this book. I opened it up and I looked, and what I was looking at was the picture of a tiny child, maybe 10 weeks old, with tiny arms and tiny legs that had been the victim of abortion. And I remember looking at it and thinking, how could anybody do that to a baby? Is that real? Is that really happening? And that was my first contact with abortion at 9 years old. Since then, it's been a journey to understand this great abuse, to understand not just how it victimizes that baby and destroys that baby, but what it's doing to mothers, to women, to fathers, to families, and to our nation. How this, as Mother Teresa says, is pitting women against men, women against children, and that the cry of the innocent unborn child is the greatest destroyer of peace in our world today. Images are so powerful, and that image I will never forget. Just like I'll never forget the image of seeing a beautiful unborn child, maybe 10 weeks old or 16 weeks old, in a biology textbook when I was taking biology about 12 years old, one of my biology courses. Those pictures will always stay with me because they tell us the truth about the human person, that we, whether we're small or large, whether we're developed or not, whether we're sick or healthy, we're old or young, we're all human beings made in the image of God. With inalienable rights, we are the most glorious of all of God's creation. So a quick thing on my story, I was 9 years old and then I decided, well, I want to do something. And as I got a little older and learned a little more, I decided at 15 to start a group called Live Action. And there are some amazing live action team members out there in the crowd today. I know somewhere. Hi, guys. Glad you're here. But our purpose is to be with the new generation to use new media and use educational tools to make a stand for life, to expose injustice, to show the image of that victim, the unborn child, to the world, and to expose what happens in abortion clinics. Planned Parenthood, as many of you know, and as Abby just bravely and courageously spoke to us about, is the biggest abortion chain in the United States. And I'm pretty familiar with them. I guess you could say that I'm flattered when I walk into Planned Parenthood clinics to see my photo on the wall, having had done investigative work undercover in these clinics. But what I hear when I go undercover in these clinics and when I work with teams of other young people that do this undercover work, we've seen sexual abuse cover-up, we've seen racism, we've seen parental notification laws totally distorted and turned around, basically trying to skirt those laws. But the most horrible thing that I believe that I've seen in abortion clinics, sitting in counseling sessions and listening to the words that are being told to women that are vulnerable, words being told to women that are looking for the truth, looking for help, looking for their needs to be met, and what we hear in those clinics are the dehumanizing terms used about that unborn child. We hear them called an inconvenience, unwanted, too undeveloped, an alien, a parasite, a clump of cells, a blood clot, a cup of coleslaw, because when it's aborted, it's small enough to fit into a cup of coleslaw. Dehumanizing terms to turn the woman against her child and not to see it as a human being. But it's our duty and our great opportunity to stand up where the lies have been told and to spread the truth with grace and with truth and with love, but to spread the truth about what abortion really does to the human being, to that human person, and how it devastates families and is devastating our great nation. Let us be the ones to do that. Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me." Who are the least of these in our country? Those that have no voice, that are the most vulnerable among us, the weakest among us, that even our law system, which is meant to protect the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is not protecting those little human beings. That's one of the reasons that I'm so excited in the great state of California to be a part of the California Human Rights Amendment, to make our state recognize that the unborn are people, that they deserve their personhood to be protected, like you and I. Look around at your neighbors right now, your cold, wet neighbors. What you're looking at and what you are is the greatest of God's creation. And that's really why we're here today. We're not just here today because abortion is ugly, because it hurts people, because it's evil. But we're here today because of the person next to you and because of yourself, because we're made in the image of God, because what we're fighting for, not just what we're fighting against, is the ultimate dignity of the human person made in God's image. That's why when Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me," because he is God. And he was saying, "What you do to them, you do to me." What we do to our neighbor, and our neighbor includes our brothers and sisters, the unborn, what we allow to be done to our neighbor is also being done to Jesus, to our Lord. That's why, again, this is the greatest human rights abuse, because it's attacking the greatest of all of God's creatures. I'm so glad that we're here, that we're standing strong, even though we're wet and there's mud everywhere, because I firmly believe with my whole heart that my generation, standing on the shoulders of many here today, will be the ones who stand up, who raise our voices, and finish the work to end abortion. Let us be the ones who with grace, who with humility, and who with joy stand up and say, enough is enough. We will see every person in America protected by law, by love, protected by choices. Even the smallest in our country will be protected. I'm going to close with a wonderful verse by St. Paul written in Galatians, Galatians 6:9. And it's a word that encourages me, because we should never be discouraged in this work. We will fight till the end, till we win the protection of all life in our country. St. Paul writes, "Do not grow weary of doing good, for in due time we will reap the reward if we do not give up." Let us never give up. Let us finish the work. Thank you so much.
This is Immaculate Heart Radio.